The ABCs of the Gospel. I don't know about you, but I can hear that bell ringing. We're on the last lap. Today I'm doing the letter W, and it stands for wisdom. We all know the story of Solomon in the Old Testament, where God said to him, "You can ask for anything, and I will give it to you." I often put myself in his shoes and think, I wonder what I would have asked for from God. And we know the story that he ends up asking for wisdom. Sure, how many of us would have asked for money or a better house, better car, better clothes? But he asks for wisdom. And because of that, he ends up getting everything anyway. But wisdom is so important. And I want to share some scriptures with you with what wisdom looks like, how we can get it, and the fruit of having wisdom in our lives. So won't you read with me these scriptures? Colossians 4 verse 5 to 6 says, "Be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone." Wisdom is so important to be a light and a salt to those who are not in the kingdom. It really is an important aspect of our lives. In Proverbs 4 verse 67, it says, "Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom, though it cost all you have. Get understanding." Isn't that great? Just start. Get it. I love it. And what does wisdom look like? We find it in James 3:17. "But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere." Now you may be saying, "Dee, well, how do I get wisdom?" I'm glad you asked that question. In James 1 verse 5, it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." God says you just need to ask. No matter what your area, no matter what subject, whether it's parenting, relationships, business, finance, or just day-to-day stuff, he says that not only will he give it to you, but he'll give it to you generously. And finally, I want to leave you with Proverbs 19 verse 8. It says, "The one who gets wisdom loves life. The one who cherishes understanding will soon prosper." If you're battling to love life today, here is one of your answers. Choose to love wisdom. Go and study Proverbs. It's full of so much wisdom. And allow the wisdom of God to seep into your heart, that you will learn to love life. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.